The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Unified is a show that kind of came out of this sort of need to really understand from diverse perspectives in Ireland. So we're well aware that Ireland is really diverse, multicultural, multi-ethnic. And what I kind of wondered in my own profession, my own background as a social psychologist is that, yeah, we are diverse. The diversity is there. We're still preaching about it. But do we actually engage with each other across those lines of differences? Because when you have a lot of diversity, what happens as a fact is that people are going to start to have friction between communities. So when we start to engage across those differences, hear the stories from different and diverse communities, we can start to build that space of social cohesion and belonging for everybody. So Unified kind of came out of that, so we can start to build that space for belonging, cohesion, respect for those different and diverse communities in Ireland, particularly the marginalised and underrepresented ones.
And is this kind of area of study beyond, say, the podcast and the show, is it born out of experience in other societies and other countries where maybe they're further along this track than Ireland, that we can look at what has worked and what hasn't worked there and say, hold on, we need to make these efforts?
Exactly. So there's like my own research. I'm a social psychologist, just about to finish my PhD program in the area.
And well, I'll have to introduce you as doctor the next time you're here.
Very soon.
Yes. Is there a doctor on the plane?
Very soon. But there's a lot of other societies, Western societies, particularly like the US, UK, France, that have a lot of multiracial, multiethnic and diverse societies themselves. And as you can probably see, the polarization in these countries as a result of that has really showed how much we need to find space where people and communities can come together. Psychologically speaking, the way we can actually reduce divisions, prejudice and stereotypes is if we find spaces where different communities can have positive experiences with each other. And one of the ways you can do that is through hearing the stories and perspectives of different and diverse communities. So one of the learnings from the bad things that those other countries have done or the divisions that those countries have done is that we can actually create a different path for ourselves here in Ireland. So we can actually find spaces where different communities can come together through hearing their stories through the podcast of Unified, and also finding spaces where we can amplify underrepresented voices.
And from a psychological point of view, what is happening there? Is it that, say, someone like myself, kind of born, raised in Ireland, kind of white, middle-aged man or whatever it happens to be, hears those stories and they resonate and then I can more easily identify with someone. Is that it?
Here's the humanity.
Okay.
I would like to say. So a lot of times when we grow up, particularly if you grow up in a space where everybody is similar to you, you start to see your world or your way of seeing the world as the way of seeing the world. Mm. And psychologically speaking, you want to see yourself is good, yourself is great, yourself is sometimes even better. So when you start to engage with those from different backgrounds without even knowing their story, knowing their experience, this can be stereotyping, there can be sort of friction between communities.
It's probably subconscious as well, even a lot of it.
Very subconscious.
Like, well, this is the way you do things. And if they're doing it a different way, they're doing it the wrong way.
They're doing it the wrong way, quote unquote. So with the podcast, we want to find spaces where those communities are, particularly those who come from underrepresented backgrounds, who may be marginalized or come from marginalized backgrounds, they can actually just share their human experience. They can share their background, their identities, the way they see the world. And we can have a lot of laughs along the way because there's a lot of things that we as humans, as humanity, we share, but it can be done quite differently depending on where you come from. So this podcast kind of wants to show those stories so we can find spaces of commonalities and common ground.
There's a timeliness to it as well, isn't there, in terms of the othering that is happening of those communities in Ireland at the moment?
It's very timely and it's very concerning. Particularly with the growth of online abuse, online hatred, far-right organising in Ireland. But I think Ireland is at a crossroads, personally speaking, in terms of leaning towards that way or finding a new way where we can bridge across our differences. So it's very fearful, particularly coming from an underrepresented community myself. It's very scary to see this growth in Ireland. But we can sit down and just look at it, or we can actually be proactive in combating the very, 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 very minority group that are very loud in this space. So we have to find spaces that are even louder to share those positive stories, those human stories from people from different backgrounds.
And is it like that crossroads you describe? I mean, is it like that poem that we all studied in our junior cert about kind of the rose diverging in the yellow wood and knowing how way leads on to way, I doubt if it should ever come back. That once you go down one road too far, it's hard to reverse.
Exactly. It's hard. When you start to feed into sort of ideas of communities and you go down too far, it's very hard to reverse. And I always say that people are like, oh, are you combating the far right? Are you combating these kind of movements? My job is not to kind of change those people's opinions. They would have to go through a lot of therapy, which I'm not going to do. But my job, I would say, is start to influence the people who are like, not all the way, or maybe yeah. have concerns, or want to really kind of understand these perspectives and opinions. Because a lot of times people go into that space, that sort of stereotyping, marginalizing space, when they are fearful. And that fear can actually turn into hatred. So I don't want that fear to turn into hatred. I want to break down those fears by uncovering the different stories of different communities. Once you hear the stories, the perspectives, the opinions, the beliefs, you yeah. can start to understand, and that understanding piques your curiosity. And then you can start to do that bridging work. But a lot of times we don't have that space and capacity to even understand. And that's what the podcast is there for.
It's interesting. Leo Varadkar was on the breakfast show, News Talk Breakfast, this morning. And he talked about the experience of going door to door in the election as being like the anti-Twitter. That, you know, that you kind of convince yourselves that everyone maybe is kind of has fallen prey to this toxicity. And actually you go around door to door and you realize most people are just inherently decent.
Exactly. Fully of the belief that most people in Ireland believe that everybody is worthy of dignity, human dignity and respect. And a lot of times we kind of see the things online and we think like, okay, everybody's like this. But the vast majority of people are not. And the vast majority of people just want to really understand and do have that curiosity. And that's what the show is there for.
But I guess on the other side of the spectrum, what was really, I think, dispiriting to a lot of people last week was hearing Rashida Adeleke's coach talking about how down she was after the abuse she received. I mean, this is somebody who is kind of poised to be Ireland's greatest ever athlete, not to heap even more pressure on her young shoulders, but there you go, I've done it. And she's utterly incredible, and yet this is what she was subjected to after all that success.
And I would say it's that very loud minority who use the playground of the internet to spew hate speech, to be honest. And I think in Rashida's case, like, I'm Nigerian Irish myself, our community is just proud. Like, if I saw someone like Rashida when I was younger, it would have just changed my whole, probably would have put me into sports because I don't do sports myself, but it would have changed my whole way of seeing the world. And I think in her case, it would be it's trying to understand that there's that positive news is out there. A lot of times we tend to focus on the negativity, and that negativity is, in my opinion, unsurprising. When somebody from any sort of underrepresented background does something great, maybe it's only my coping as well. There's going to be some level of hate at the end of the day, but it's to focus on what positive.
Are you prepared for a bit of it? You know, poking your head above the parapet now, going on national radio.
I'm preparing myself emotionally and mentally, and what I'm doing is kind of ignoring a lot of comments, good and bad, because it can get to your head and it can.
Oh yeah, no matter how often people tell you to ignore it, like it's human nature, I think, to kind of linger on the negative.
It's human nature to linger on the negative, and it's very hard, particularly when you're so young like Rashida and trying to do great things, be one of the biggest athletes in the world. It can be hard and you can be fixated on that, but it's just to know that this is not the majority of the people. This is not the people that are going to be your supporters at the end of the day, and to focus on that positivity.
Well, listen, if you are facing down the barrel of a drive home after work while you listen to this, or you're going out for a run this evening, or you're walking a dog, or maybe you're doing any of that in the morning, Unified is the name of the podcast. The first episode is available now. It is up there in the News Talk app, the Go Loud app, wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen back to it live on Sunday evening as well here on News Talk. Mamobo Ogoro is the presenter of that show. Mamobo, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.